cutting my teeth on the back of an old church pew. I learned to walk in the ways of light and truth, and I was told not to speak till I was spoken to. I heard it preach what I should and I should not do, and the choir sang,
welcome to the Liberty Line, where we're bringing liberty back to liberty. Or you know what? Like we like to say around here, it's been a while since I've said that. We've missed a lot. We've missed the speaker scandal. We've missed an impeachment hearing. We've missed a lot. We've just been busy, but we are not going to forget Festivus. It's an annual thing around here. Why not? Make sure you also tune into Senator Paul's Twitter feed today, as he will be celebrating Festivus, as he does so well as well. But right now, let's start off, shall we? It is Festivus. It is Festivus.
Nothing. It's a card from my dad.
What is it? Wait. Dear son, happy Festivus? What is Festivus?
It's nothing. It's nothing.
When George was growing
Jerry,
up,
no.
His father
no.
hated all the commercial and religious aspects of Christmas,
yeah.
So he made up his own holiday.
Oh, and another piece of the puzzle falls into place.
All right.
And instead of a tree, didn't your father put up an aluminum pole?
Oh, Jerry, yeah. Stop it.
And then weren't there feats of strength that always ended up with you crying?
I can't have it anymore. I'm going to work. You happy now?
We used to have a Festivus poll here. We've had one a couple of times. But I think we should delve a little bit into the history of Festivus for those of you who don't know. Although most of you know this, but it's always fun to sit by the fire and talk about how this rather insulting thing began.
I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Well, that must have been some kind of doll.
She was. And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
Frank, this new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
Let's do it then.
All right.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, woman. Well, happy Festivus.
What is that? Is that the pole?
George, Festivus is your heritage. It is part of who you are.
That's why I hate it.
Look, it's a big dinner Tuesday night at Frank's house. Everyone's invited.
George, you're forgetting how much Festivus has meant to us all. I brought one of the cassette tapes. Read that pole.
I can't read it. I need my glasses.
You don't need glasses. You're just weak. You're weak.
Leave him alone!
All right, George. It's time for the Festivus Feats of Strength.
No, no! Get it off! No feats of strength! I'm Festivus!
We had some good times.
They had some good times. We've had some great times here as well. So, Festivus. I got to tell you guys, I really don't have that many grievances.
Another Festivus miracle.
That's right. There is Festivus miracles all abound. We just have to find them. So, I don't know. I don't have that many, but we will have a little bit of fun on this episode. We will be calling some people. Let's see what we can do with that. And so, it begins.
Hey! Happy Festivus, everyone!
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
And so, we have Josh with us again. Josh, you've been on the show before. The guy from Louisiana. Yep. So we're going to have some fun with this today. So it is Festivus. This is going to air on Festivus. It's not really Festivus yet, but we'll get in the mood.
Yep.
Plenty of things to complain about. I actually made the comment before we went on air that I don't have many grievances this year. So I'm it's a Festivus miracle that I don't. it's probably because I complain
enough
all day.
Well, I think you're just not looking.
Well, I think I complain too much all day. Anyway, by all means, what angers you the most? What are the problems with these people, and they need to hear about it?
I think too many Democrats and Republicans, especially that we know, still believe in Santa Claus, or they still believe that, you know, the Republican Party is the party of small government and liberty, and the Democrat Party is the party of the people, the common guy, the regular guy, and small business, you know, all these things that I think we are taught to know is basically on par with, you know,
so the
Santa Claus.
So the fiction. So the conservative, the fiscal conservative fairy is obviously not going to visit you this Christmas.
No, not at all. I'm getting cold if the fiscal conservative fairy does visit at all. So
he's been gone a long time. yeah, there is nothing left. There's no sanity left. I do see now it is illegal to use tobacco in the nation until you're 21.
Yeah, thank God they made it 21. They legislated in a spending bill,
right,
and said, "Hey, let's slide this in here and say, Big Brother knows best. We're going to go ahead and tell everybody, you better not use tobacco unless you're 21, and let's just put it in the omnibus bill,
right,
along with this CDC study on guns."
So wait, here's some things you can still do when you're 18: enlist, be drafted. You can still be charged as an adult in crimes. You can enter into lifelong student loan contracts. You can enter into agreements to buy cars and homes and get credit cards. Hey, you can even star in porn. You can even vote for these guys. Don't you dare light that cigarette up, though, boy. We will definitely be issuing citations for that.
Well, thank God these guys that we can vote for when we're 18 are keeping us safe from big bag tobacco. Because what else would we do if we didn't have Big Brother to tell us what's right and what's wrong and what's best for us?
It is totally insane. I'm going through the list of Festivus grievances here. I've got some from some people. I don't. Some of these aren't political and they're still funny. Some of them are. You know, microphone. Okay, yeah. Here's one. When Democrats get on the House floor and talk about things they clearly do not grasp, things like, you know, founders, the Republic, and a Constitution.
Yeah, I think that's their act when they want to sound solemn and like they're the guardians of our Republic. It's only whenever they're losing and getting their teeth kicked in, whenever they suddenly decide to put that act on.
Beautiful. I just saw a lot of statesmen all of a sudden last week on TV. It was amazing.
It was. It was great to see Pelosi in her statesman-like posture.
That was horrible. Yeah, we haven't done a show in a while. I mean, not I think the last one we did. No, Wes was here for the last one. But that's my other grievance. Wes is not here.
That's sad.
Yeah. But we did do a few since me and you have done one. But we missed a lot. We missed the speaker scandal. We missed the impeachment. We missed the omnibus. We missed a lot of stuff that people could be talking about. So I'm holding out for a veto, because did not Trump promise us he would never sign another bill like this?
Yeah, he did. Even though he's probably going to. And, you know, we definitely need amnesty in the agriculture portion of the spending bill for the farmers, because the amnesty for temporary workers is what's making America great again. So I'm not holding my breath on that. I'm guessing that old Trumpy Trump is going to go ahead and sign this, and everybody will forget, and all the senators and congressmen can be on their flights tonight in time for, you know, getting home for the weekend for Christmas and holiday, because that's all that really matters to them anyway.
Sure, of course. What? No grievances on impeachment?
It's a big nothing burger, in my opinion. I mean, it's just, it's a bunch of show, and we don't even know if Pelosi's going to send it over to the Senate. So, you know, there's, it's going to be pretty boring if it goes over to the Senate. They just want to be able to say that they impeached the president, even though nobody seems to know what that meant this week when all the leftists suddenly thought that Donald Trump wasn't going to be president anymore, which was kind of hilarious. It shows how ignorant most people are.
There is a grievance here that says impeachment, clearly a concept absolutely no one understands, even those holding the process.
Yep, so, that's evidence this week. Just look on Twitter and Facebook. People don't know what they're talking about.
Well, even the
kind of entertaining if you do.
Yeah. That's in there. I will tell you, we do seem to have a little upset in the RPT lately. It seems that I don't know if you saw the video, but the SREC met, and the Log Cabin Republicans tried to become a coalition, not an auxiliary. And they got told several things by people there. So it was quite interesting. There was a lot of church in service at the SREC meeting. So
yeah.
Are
we the grand old party or are we not?
My only problem with that is that I got a church group already, bro. I thought I was in a political party. So
exactly.
I don't know, but it all boiled down to this, because the recurring theme that they kept saying by a woman who is in a women's Republican group was, why can't you just be a Republican? Why do you have to qualify it? Well, I don't know. Woman, you are sitting here part of a group. I mean, they said, we don't do identity politics in the Republican Party. This entire committee is about identity politics, auxiliaries and coalitions. That's all it's about. Because you got Liberty Republicans, Black Republicans, Asian Republicans. Huh?
And it's rich. Hilarious, and it's pretty rich.
And of course they talked about they just could not get past the morality of it, and they had to guard family values, to which this glaring thing came into my head. People who can accept, there are literally people out there that think that the man who likes to grab them by the pussy is an agent of God. Okay, but somehow we're going to draw the line at Log Cabin Republicans, right? I mean, the body wouldn't even chastise the speaker for conducting illegal activities in office. But we're going to draw the line at gay Republicans. I don't understand how people can be this stupid.
Well, it's the same vein of thinking in that we won't be able to pass gaming in Louisiana for a while until some old people die off.
I guess, like I said. Anyway, that just caught me because it was so funny to watch that. It was like a circus. First of all, there weren't a lot of people there. So the most of the people there that were on the SREC board at that time were boomers. They were older people. I mean, older than even me, you know.
Because they got nothing but time. Well, right. That's who's involved in the party most
So there was
in most parties, not only Texas.
I mean, you know, there was no youth there to really speak out, and it's just silly. I think it caught a lot of us off guard, a lot of other groups, because they are going to have another meeting, and all of us will be there for that one, and it ought to be fun. But anyway, that was my grievance with that. You know, that's all that I see going on in the RPT right now. But we got a lot of stuff going on nationally. We don't usually do a lot of national stuff on this show, so it's hard for me to break into that. But I know you keep up with a lot of national stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, mainly because I have so many clients running for office, and a lot of PACs and other folks that I deal with on a daily basis. So it's kind of something that I have to keep up with.
Sure.
Although I moved away from D.C. to get away from D.C. to get back home to Texas for a reason, but I can't seem to escape it. So, yeah. You got the impeachment. You got the omnibus bill. You got, you know, raises for the troops, 3.1 or 3.7% raise across the board, trying to entice members to, you know, go ahead and vote for this mammoth spending bill that busted all spending caps. God bless America. Vote for
more, right? What were we at? $1.4 trillion, correct?
Yeah, $1.4 trillion. Yeah.
Dude. You know what? I had this discussion the other day with someone, and I started to think about it, and they may be right. At some point, sadly to say this, even Elizabeth, I mean, they made fun of it on SNL when they were making fun of Elizabeth Warren. But at some point, the number gets so big, it's like it's not even real anymore, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about this earlier with her. She got a little bit of hot water. Her polling numbers started going down whenever she started trying to explain her Medicare for All and how she was going to pay for it, which she should just stay away from, because her voters on the left that are voting for her and Bernie are idiots. So it doesn't matter. Numbers don't matter to them. They just think that everything's unlimited. Everything should be nice. Everything should be free. MS-13 is welcome. Everybody's welcome. Everybody come on over and we'll give you welfare and Medicare for All. And you know, because we're nice and we're woke, and that's the right thing to do. The numbers part of the equation for the ultra left of the Democrat Party don't even factor. So I think whoever's advising Bernie and Warren need to just tell them, hey, your people are idiots. You know, don't even worry about explaining numbers to them, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I think
trying to get into the empirical with those type of people is an exercise of futility.
Right, but I think it's bled now into even the Republican Party. I just think numbers don't even matter anymore.
Oh, especially in the age of Trump. I mean, we have totally bought in. It began with W, and then, you know, in general, as a macro, it increased with Obama. And now the right has fully bought into the cult of personality. And everything is Trump this, Trump that. It's basically idolatry, in my opinion, which, you know, even though I love Ron Paul, love Judge Napolitano, love, you know, Thomas Massey, those guys are great. I don't worship them. They're just men. But too many Republicans just worship a personality or a family, the Bush family, you know, or things like that. And they vote for people based on that loyalty or that you know, idolatry, in my opinion. That's just my thought.
There you go.
That's the current.
That's
position of where we are.
That's a good grievance.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, so you brought up the Bush dynasty. I owed George Pease in a little bit of trouble with ethics lately, right?
Yeah, he's getting sweetheart loan deals for his home. And, you know, I just kind of immediately dismissed it because I'm like, okay, the Bushes are the Clintons for Texas, and they can do whatever they want because they're the Bushes. So that's kind of my thought on it. I don't think anything will ever happen.
Of course
but
not.
Now that he's treading water with that scandal, you got Lieutenant Dan coming after him over the Alamo, trying to bubble himself up and get some political capital to make people forget about his gun grabbing behavior. So Lieutenant Dan from Baltimore, Maryland, is trying to you know, make himself seem like he's just a good old Texan boy.
He's not.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know.
I can't. That
he
is
wants to ingratiate himself.
Well, you know, and here's the thing with...
with the right.
Well, and here's the thing with George P. I don't know why Dan Patrick would step in that. Obviously, George P. is not getting beaten anytime soon. Obviously, the voters.
No.
Obviously, the voters love him. I mean, he literally ran away on a primary. He should have at least been in a runoff.
Yep.
So
it's not a good political move for Lieutenant Dan, in my opinion, because the Bush family, a lot of people don't realize this, control a lot of purse strings in the state of Texas. And if you're going to run for office,
you need lots of money in Texas for all the media markets. And without, you know, the Bush/Rove, you know, say so, Lieutenant Dan might see some coffers drying up a little bit and invite a challenger. So in all of this, him trying to make himself look good, I think it's a bad political move for Lieutenant Dan.
I can't recall the last time he had a good political move, but that's just me.
I agree. I'm with you on that.
But, he's been awful.
And for the record, I think Lieutenant Dan and George P. are the two worst things about Republican politics in the state of Texas right now. They're the number one and number two people who need to go. But, you know, I'm also a realist, and I'm pretty sure that it won't likely happen.
That is that all you have for me, Josh? Nothing else?
I think so. I can't think of much else that's going on unless you want to jump into the RPT race for chair. I don't know. Other than that, that's a tricky one to navigate.
there's an RPT race for chair?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I heard some Florida Georgia guy was running, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, those Florida guys, they have a good track record in Texas, you know. So.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I mean, here's my thing in that whole thing. Thank God that's not a vote for the general public. Because yeah. it might turn out differently. I don't think the delegates are going to go that way, but we'll see. You know.
I don't know. Again, cult of personality. That's kind of what I think.
I would like to think people so concerned about gay Republicans. I would like to think people so concerned about gay Republicans could see that a personality like Wes, that has never been to an SREC meeting, sorry, he made the last one, but has no clue how the party functions, should probably not be the chairman. But who knows? That's my other grievance. There's a dog in here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I just heard him bark. He's barking. But anyway, you think? I don't think the delegates are going that way. So.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if they swoon over name ID and personnel. I don't know. I'm trying to stay neutral on this.
I'm sure.
You know, I have conflicts, but
it's
going to be interesting to watch from a political nerd's perspective, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I'll be a delegate, so I'll have to be all in that mess. But I can just vote and not say anything else. But when have I ever done that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm dead in a whole episode to complaining. In the festive spirit, I'm going to read a few more of these. None of these are political, I don't think. Okay. A-holes who go through the express 10 items or less line with a full cart and then act all offended when you point to the sign. Okay, that's
fine.
That's a good grievance.
I just give them a nice, dirty look. I don't ever really say anything.
Me either.
They know.
I've never said anything, but I definitely look at them, and I probably won't. I have the worst poker face, so I'm sure it's written all over my face.
I can put a poker face on, but most of the time I don't even want to. My move in my experience, my favorite move is to lean against the checkout line and get on my phone to show them that I see now I'm gonna be here for 20 minutes because somebody can't read the 10 items or less sign, and I'm standing here with a pack of gum.
So I feel commonality with this one from somebody. Lotto players at the gas stations who block the line. I cannot even begin to explain how it's a miracle I have not killed someone yet. Because they get up there, and then they scratch off, and they win, and then they turn it in, and they want three more. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I have to get to work, dude. You get the hell out of
here. Yeah, they do it all while they're in line, and there's a line forming behind. They want to go ahead and scratch it off and buy more or cash it in. It's pathetic.
I leave usually at that point. I just go to another gas station. I don't have time for that usually because I'm always late. But that's just me. Here's one. If you drive an SUV and you find yourself in a ditch during a snowstorm or a rainstorm, we are laughing at you, not with you. That's true.
That's great.
If I hear, I have a bad habit of this. If I hear one more of you say literally, I'm going to figuratively smash your face in. I say literally all the time.
That's terrible.
I say literally all the time.
I don't. I definitely don't. That one annoys me as well.
Come on. Literally, I say it all the time.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, so we've covered impeachment. I think we're all out of complaints. What about how's everything going there in your local party? Here, everything's fine. I really don't have much to complain about. Except, you know, it's the primary season, and as usual, we have plenty of Democrats running as Republicans here in Liberty County.
Yeah, it's the same in Orange County. My biggest grievance is that we don't have someone running against the county judge or the guy that's running for sheriff, because our sheriff is retiring. So it's kind of disappointing that there's not going to be a choice so far, from what I can tell, running against either one of those. And it's going to be status quo, business as usual. Let's raise some taxes and run some more jobs out of Orange County. That's what it looks like to me.
Well, yeah, here our sheriff's running unopposed, which is fine. He's a Republican. He's like a real Republican. He was a Republican when there were only like two Republicans here. So he's all good. We have a commissioner's race here. There's like four people in a commissioner's race here.
Oh, really?
One of them is a former Democratic commissioner from years ago. And he was indicted for wiretapping the courthouse at one point in history, but now he's a Republican.
So all is forgiven, right?
I believe he believes that. I don't know that anyone else does. And then we have a decent guy running for that. And then some guy showed up to run for that. Literally no one knows. Like,
really?
This guy, there's a guy that signed up to run for commissioner here that literally no one knows. Like, no one in the party knows. None of the other elected officials know. I have no clue who this person is. That's just odd.
You know what would be really funny is if he spent a ton of money on signs, direct mail, and email, and got his name out in one. That would be hilarious. Because, you know, that happens a lot. People with money that know how to run a campaign.
Most people
in local races vote for the name they see the most.
It's interesting. Hey. We can't be giving all that away. I am the campaign manager for the incumbent.
Whoops. I'm sorry. strike that from the record.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what he's going to do, but I don't know. It's a little bit more
difficult. Well, also, for the record, most local races, those people don't listen, and they don't run like a real campaign. It's mostly the good old boy network and whoever's the most known and people know, and they get in with the right groups, that's who wins. So,
yeah. And so that's interesting. And then we have Liberty County is getting a new county court at law. We've always only had one, you know. But we're getting another one. So that's an open race that quite a few people have jumped in. Some of them I don't know that well. One of them's really a really good Republican guy, and I hope he wins. But what's interesting is there's a guy in that race who jumped in. He is, when I tell you this, his last name is his. His father was I don't know if his father, his grandfather, whatever. Years ago was a Democrat representative. His entire family have been huge Democrats in Liberty County their entire lives. I of course have access to voter software. His entire family is still voting Democrat up until 2018, even in 2018, and he only has a voting record for. He has only voted one time for the Republicans, and it was surprise in 2018. So Somebody was planning on running for office, is my guess. But it's hilarious because that's just
what'll be even more hilarious is if you point it out to the voters and they still vote for him. Because that is what happens. People on the local level, I find it interesting how much lack of partisanship there is, whereas on the federal level, everything is uber partisan. Everybody just wants to be nice and not get too dirty on the local level, or at least that's what they tell you, while they get dirty and backstab each other. It's just, but the partisanship, I think we need good, what is it they teach in the class? You need good conflict in elections, in my opinion.
I
agree. A lot of people, especially in small towns, don't agree with that. Create good conflict.
They, no. So here's the thing. At least I've learned this in Liberty County. They're okay with it to a point. Then it becomes too much, and it's not a good thing. So,
I think the litmus are little old ladies. Once the little old ladies say no, I think that's whenever it gets shut down. What do you think?
Yep.
Is it the same in Orange as Liberty?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I wish there was a little bit more conflict and races here. We don't have a Democrat Party here, so it's very
very odd. Much same in Orange. Yeah. They all just run in the Republican Party.
Well, sure. So, which is why I would love closed primaries. I would love that. I know not everyone agrees with that, but I would love closed primaries. I would hope would solve some of that. Maybe not, but it would at least keep Democrats from voting in the Republican primary. Because
what about your boy, your state rep? Is he seeing a challenger?
No, he's not gonna have a challenger.
I didn't think so.
And he probably shouldn't. He didn't do horrible last time. I have to come to a realization in Liberty County that we are, or in HD 18 at least, you're never going to get this strong conservative elected.
No.
Never.
There's too many subsidies in education, jobs.
Exactly.
Too much farming
exactly.
money. And you need that pork out there in those poor rural counties. And you're never going to get a slash and spend, slash and burn. Conservative, fiscal conservative type.
Right.
Chris McDaniel found that out in Mississippi. Anybody who runs in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama finds that out. Same thing with rural areas in Texas. Those guys vote for pork because that's what creates the jobs where there are no jobs.
Right. So in this
unless
district,
you work for a refinery, a farm,
right.
or the school district.
Right. And in this district, education and prisons are the big business. So, you know.
Yep.
You're just not going to get that kind of person. And so, you know what? Work where you can with him and, move on with the rest. He did vote very well last session on quite a few things. So I don't have any complaints. I'm trying to be nice, Josh.
I'm trying to be as well. But my state rep tried to make it easier for Entergy to remain a monopoly in East Texas, and that really pissed me off, especially since his best friend is his neighbor, and that neighbor happens to be a lobbyist for that same company.
Well, I can tell you, if my mother hears this, it will drive her insane. She is so mad that she is stuck with Entergy. If you live in Dayton,
me
you're,
too.
You're stuck
I'm not anti corporate. I'm not anti capitalism or money, but I am anti competition.
Right.
We definitely need competition to drive prices down for consumers.
So I'm very lucky.
And whenever crony corporatism props all that crap up, it ticks me off.
I'm very lucky. I live on the county line, so I get choice because I'm right there where HLMP still owns the lines. So.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I get choice, but she doesn't, and these guys here in Dayton don't. But, it's funny because she hates Entergy. Boy, she hates it. I hope she hears that. But I don't, nothing really going on here. We got a commissioner's race that's pretty stacked. Got a lot of Democrats running. Of course, our DA was arrested. We didn't really do a show on that. I'm sure you saw the news reports of that. because they went statewide.
Just tangentially, I didn't delve into it, but I was like, oh, look at Liberty. They're competing with Jefferson and Orange County for corrupt dealings. That's interesting. Let's see who's next.
Yeah, that seems like a personal issue that police got involved in, and it was it's interesting. He does have a primary challenger, though.
Oh, well, that's good. Hopefully people won't forget about that recent news of his arrest.
No, he'll still win. He'll still win. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
It's a rural county.
Texas, bro.
Well, it's a rural county, and he has a big family name, and his
and
dad has
matters.
Been mayor forever. And I just it's going to be someone really, really hard to beat. And you know what? I don't know the whole story in that, so I don't like talking about it.
You know, speaking of Festivus, do you find it harder to be like a ideological, liberty-oriented whistleblower whenever you just kind of start to see the writing on the wall as you get older, that things are just, this is how things are going to be. Like, all my friends in Houston were, like, broken over the mayor's race. And I was like, dude, are you kidding me? This is why people that have been in Houston are moving out of Houston. Because this is just evident. Nothing's going to change. Roads are going to suck. Mayor's gonna suck. City hall's gonna be corrupt. It's gonna be like I remember in New Orleans whenever their whole saying is you can't fight City Hall. You may as well just start saying that in Houston as well.
Of course,
because Sylvester Turner's gonna do whatever he wants and enrich himself, and there will be no consequences.
Yeah, I don't. That kind of stuff doesn't surprise me. You know, it's funny. I go back and forth. You know, I find myself being so cynical. To where I'm what you just said, and I'm like, whatever, we all know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Why even do it? But then, I mean, some days I just get so angry, I just want to scream, what is wrong with you people? I don't know, you know. We're in a
I find myself wanting to be more reasoned and even keeled, like my friend Tom Glass. What he does every legislative session is he basically goes and promotes liberty-oriented legislation or fights against regulations in places where other lobbies just aren't, you know, where there's no voice, you know, there's no other lobby basically championing these principles. He basically goes up there and fights for those things and, you know, gets little victories where he can. I think that's really all we can do at the end of the day, because Texas is still going to be Texas, and crony corporatism rules the day when he talks.
Well, I appreciate you joining me for Festivus. I don't know if we have anything else to cover. We have certainly done our fair share of complaining. we're supposed to move on to feats of strength next, but I'm here by myself in your location, so no feats of strength this year. None of that. But well, maybe I'll play a Seinfeld clip or two when I'm done. But I appreciate you calling in, Josh. And
likewise, brother.
Yeah, you have a good time. Thank you for doing this for me. I didn't want us to go without a Festivus episode. You know, we're all so busy,
amen.
And we didn't have to. We just none of us have time. We didn't want to go this year without it, so we can keep doing it. Next year, we'll make sure we plan better. Some years we do a good job, some years we don't. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, man. You take care, all right?
All right, man. Merry Christmas.
All right,
God
Merry
bless.
Christmas to you, too.
Take care, bro.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And that's Josh Delano from the big county of Orange. Surely you heard enough complaining in that episode. It wasn't as traditional Festivus as we normally do it, but we put some stuff out there. Hey, thanks you guys for listening. Thanks for people that sent some stuff in. Thanks to Josh for calling in. You guys have a great, great Christmas. Get all your frustrations out today on Festivus and have a great Christmas. And a great new year. We'll be back at it because those primaries are heating up. I'm sure the Liberty Line will have quite a few candidates on coming up here in the next year. So, take care, guys.
Frank, no offense, but this holiday's a little out there.
on the back of an old church pew. I learned to walk in the ways of light and truth, and I was told not to speak till I was spoken to. I heard it preach what I should and I should not do, and the choir sang.
Festivus is not over.
Oh, please, somebody stop this.
Let's rumble!
I think you can take him, Georgie.
Hey, come on, be sensible.
Stop crying and fight your father.
Ow! Ow, I got
This is
I
the
got
best Festivus ever!
I got